This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 5th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ordered a third lockdown for England due to the spreading of the COVID-19 virus. This was not done to distract from the changes occurring due to Brexit. Senator Kelly Loeffler announced during a rally with President Donald Trump that she will support the challenging of the Electoral College tally on January 6th, joining some other rogue senators and congressmen who are also objecting. Also, Salon is reporting on a Loeffler campaign advertisement which noticeably darkens the skin of her opponent, Reverend Raphael Warnock. In-person voting began this morning for the election in Georgia. A group of nearly 200 corporate CEOs are urging Congress to certify Joe Biden's Electoral College win. The editorial board of the Financial Times has an editorial titled, "A Moment of Grave Danger for U.S. Democracy. Donald Trump's effort to overturn the election are ever more desperate." This is not the New York Post offering this, but the Financial Times. Speaking of the Financial Times, they have published a report, "How to Find Happiness, a 7-point plan." We could all use a little happiness right now. Here are some highlights from the CME Group's annual volume report. They had a record equity index futures and options average daily volume of 5.6 million contracts, up 63% over 2019. The CME reported record E-mini S&P futures and options average daily volume of 2.7 million contracts and record E-mini micro futures and options average daily volume of 1.8 million contracts. They also said they traded a record E-mini NASDAQ 100 futures and options with an average daily volume of 585,000 contracts. The eye-popping number in the report was the record micro E-mini equity index futures and options average daily volume of 2 million contracts, representing a 332% increase in average daily volume over fourth quarter 2019. The CME Group was not the only one with eye-popping numbers. The OCC today reported it cleared a record-setting 7.52 billion total contracts in 2020, and its December volume was the highest monthly tally in OCC's history, up 80.9% year over year. It's good to be Danish. Customers at the Danish home finance unit of Nordea Bank ABP can get mortgages with 20-year loans at a fixed rate. George Harada has moved from senior tech advisor at Lab CFTC to senior tech advisor at the Federal Reserve Board. Congratulations to George on the career move. Rosenblatt Securities President Joseph Goransky is the latest to give to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Joe is a longtime JLN reader and friend who swears he was not doing a contribution coordination with his Princeton friend Rob Quarry. Rosenblatt Securities is an institutional agency brokerage that offers investors a range of alternative execution techniques, and it is a thought leader in electronic trading of equities. Thank you to Joe and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Matt Rabel reports aggregated open interest on Bitcoin futures reached $10.7 billion Sunday, according to The Block. Open interest on Bitcoin options also reached $7.96 billion. 82% of the volume came from Durbit. Suzanne Cosgrove reports Travis Schwab, CEO of Aventis Systems, recently sat down for an On the Brink podcast episode. Topics include market structure, trade surveillance, and the emergence of cryptocurrency exchanges. You can find a link in today's newsletter for this podcast. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. from the New York Times, a cure for politician stock trades, and it wouldn't require legislation. The recent controversy over stock trading by lawmakers like Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia, who avoided significant losses by selling some shares after key meetings early in the pandemic, revived concerns about how Congress polices its members' portfolios. In his first column of the year, Andrew Ross Sorkin proposes a simple way to stop politicians trading in individual stocks. I think we have a plan here. Here is the press release from the OCC. OCC clears record-setting $7.52 billion total contracts in 2020, December volume highest month in OCC's history, up 80.9% year over year. OCC, the world's largest equity derivatives clearing organization, announced today that it had set a new annual cleared contract volume records for the U.S. exchange-listed options industry. In 2020, OCC cleared 7.52 billion total contracts and 7.47 billion option contracts. These numbers surpassed the previous record set in 2018 of 5.24 billion contracts and 5.14 billion option contracts. Compared to 2019, OCC had a 51.2% increase in total contracts cleared and a 52.4% increase in options contracts cleared. My comment, equity options trading is hot. Here is your proof. Bloomberg has a story, Slack service disrupted as people return to work after holidays. Thousands of people reported being unable to access their Slack accounts Monday when workers headed back to the virtual office after the holidays. According to the website Down Detector, which monitors service outages, more than 15,000 people complained of connection issues in places from Texas to Ukraine. Down in my home office, wrote one user on the site. My comment, we had to revert to email to communicate among the JLN team. Here's a story from the Financial Times from Mohammed El Arian. New COVID variant will increase stress on global economy and weaken inequality. Policymakers need to take more action to tackle risk that short-term problems will become embedded. As the new COVID-19 strain triggers tighter restrictions on economic activity and limits even more the movement of people, it has become increasingly clear that the road to vaccine-induced immunity will now have more potholes. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Why J.P. Morgan created the Wall Street bonus. At the turn of the 20th century, J.P. Morgan hit upon a new way to strengthen employee loyalty. Bonus season has arrived when bankers and traders take home a significant portion of their annual compensation in a single lump sum payment. It's Christmas on steroids. Or so it can seem to workers outside of finance, most of whom have to make do with a fruit basket or other conventional gifts. My question, why did J.P. Morgan create the Wall Street bonus? Here are your top three most read stories from Monday's JLN. The top story Monday was from the Financial Times. Kelly Loeffler's Trumpian lurch shocks ex-colleagues at ICE. The second most read story was from Casino.org, Eris Exchanges pitching NFL futures contracts targeting sportsbook hedging needs. And third was a feature on the new COVID-19 variant, The Atlantic's The Mutated Virus is a Ticking Time Bomb. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site now has 196,564,020 pages viewed with 25,033 pages. There have been 228,573 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.